Welcome to the 15th and final episode of Biz in the 916. I'm Kristen Berkery, and I've been a marketing, advertising, and technology professional for 26 years. We're recording here in the 916. That's Sacramento, California, for those of you listening elsewhere. I started Biz in the 916 in May 2019 to share the stories of Sacramento area entrepreneurs and professionals. I'm grateful to everyone who has taken the time to talk about their experiences on the podcast, and thank you to all the listeners who've enjoyed the episodes and shared them with others. There hasn't been enough interest from listeners or sponsors for my company to continue funding the podcast, but I still think Biz in the 916 has value to offer. This is the final episode, but the full series will still be available wherever you listen to podcasts. In this episode, I want to explore failure and loss in business. It's something we all have to deal with, like layoffs, companies going under, losing clients, bankruptcy, and even death. How do you overcome these kinds of things? Can these events actually offer you more opportunities than success? In August 2019, I interviewed Renee Balcom for Biz in the 916. An expert on aging and elder care, Renee actually started her career in technology. She and her husband invested their savings in a company in Oregon, but they quickly saw the business go south, and it affected every aspect of their lives.
Oregon was a great place for my family, but the investment that we made, we ended up finding out that it was all smoke and mirrors and the whole thing was a big scam. So we ended up losing about $5.5 million in our entire life savings in that transaction. So it was, in some ways, it was some of the worst part of my life, but in other ways, it was some of the best parts of my life. It was definitely the right move for my children. It was a great place for them to grow up, and it just launched me into a whole different career path.
How do you overcome a major loss like that?
I think that's a good question. I've spent many years now reflecting on that time, and of course, during the throes of it all, just questioning how in the world did I get to this place? And really the way to overcome it is just to persevere. Every day is a new day. Wake up to a new day. Sort your way through whatever is being thrown at you. It ended up, my husband and I were not very mature in the process, and we had been married 22 years at the time. We did end up divorcing because we needed to blame someone, so it was just convenient to blame each other. It was, at this point, we're looking at about 2002, 2003. So 9/11 had happened, which changed the world. Mm-hmm. The dot-com bust was happening all over the place. The mortgage market and the economy was bouncing. And the Great Recession, we were early into the recession. And so I knew that the only way we were going to maneuver through this was I could, number one, either go back to Silicon Valley, or number two, continue to invest in my children and move forward in our life in Oregon. Because again, it really wasn't a long period of time. I mean, 10 years in the lives of my kids is not a long time to make that investment. So with me, I chose to just persevere and to be an example of resiliency for my kids. And I know that paid off ultimately.
In late 2017, I was talking with a local business owner about building a website for her. She'd been thinking about a new website for literally years, but she hadn't acted on it. Now she was motivated to do something. After the new year, I sent her a web design proposal and she approved it. We scheduled a day for me to pick up a deposit check to start the website, but I was still waiting for my new client to confirm the pickup day and time with me. That day came and went, and I still didn't hear from her. The next day, I got a text message from my business coach asking if I'd picked up the check. I replied, no. My business coach then texted me. She died last night. I was in shock. I'd only known her a short time, but I liked her. I liked her family, and I respected her business. I was at a loss for what to do. Her memorial service was a couple weeks later, so I went. It was a huge event with people sharing wonderful stories and laughing together. When I was there, I happened to be standing next to my new client's brother-in-law. He asked me, "How did you know her?" I told him what happened, that I was supposed to build a website for her, and she died the day I was going to pick up a deposit check. He replied, "That website was important to her, You talk to her husband and tell him you want to do this for her. He'll make sure you get paid. I was nervous. I did not want to come off as a profiteer at this woman's memorial service. But I knew her husband, and I gave him my condolences. I told him I still wanted to build this website for her, and he agreed. He told me to contact his assistant the following week, and they'd get things going. And sure enough, the whole family was on board. I built and launched the site, they paid me, and I think it was therapeutic for all of us to see the project finished, the way my client wanted it to be. It was a heartwarming thing for me to work on, and I'm grateful to their family for letting me do that. When you have your own business, like I do, sometimes you put up with difficult clients longer than you should. It might be because you remember better times with that client, or you hope things will improve eventually, or maybe you're not comfortable with big change, or you just need the money. My suggestion is to end a working relationship before it becomes a daily headache for you. Hustling for new business is almost always easier than dealing with a client that's over-the-top demanding, unpredictable, or sometimes even acts inappropriately. I feel that for women business owners especially, we need to be very careful about who we work with. No amount of money is worth dealing with sexism, harassment, discrimination, or constant microaggressions that call your abilities into question. You may not be able to get rid of a difficult client right away, but set it as a near-term goal, because we all deserve to work with people who treat us decently, pay the bill on time, and don't sabotage our hard work. My friend Patty Mastracco is a food stylist and recipe developer who often appears on Sacramento morning and midday news programs. I interviewed her for Biz in the 916 in June 2019. A few years earlier, Patty had a long-term working relationship end with a large client that seriously changed her life and business. It was a difficult change for her, but she also realized it was something that needed to happen. Patty recalls the challenges of that transition.
I was with a company for over 29 years, a huge client, and it was getting more and more difficult, and I was becoming really unhappy. But after so many years, I didn't walk away when I should have, because I was absolutely miserable, and I was physically sick, and it was just not good for me at all. But because I was just so close to them, it was like family or like home. I didn't leave. Ultimately, I was shoved out, and there were some terrible things said about me that was very difficult because none of it was true. But it turned out to be the best thing for me, and I wish it had happened sooner, before I was losing my self-confidence and before I was feeling sick and depressed. And in the end, my lovely clients said, "I don't know what went down, but we know it's not true, and we're still working with you." And they are still working with me, and a lot of them are giving me even more business. And they're so positive and happy, and it's such a completely different, wonderful environment. They are complimentary, and it's just, like I said, it's just very positive. And I went from something so negative, and I should have left, but, you know, let's be realistic. It's this is not for fun. This is to make a living, and it's a paycheck. And it's hard to walk away from that. But as I said earlier, when you have more time on your hands, you get more business because you have time to take care of your clients. You can't just do the work. You have to do the work and then some, and give them attention and let them know that everything that you're doing, researching recipes or researching trends, it's been a good experience in the end.
And it's probably better to have more clients than it is to have one or two major clients that are dominating your time, I would imagine.
Absolutely. That was my big mistake, is putting so many eggs in one basket. It was such a great paycheck, and as a freelancer, it was so fantastic to have such a volume of work that I did tend to, you know, maybe not search out new clients because I didn't need them. And I should have been doing that all along and spending less time with this one client and looking for new clients and spending time with those other clients. So that way, if you, you know, if my husband, actually a little quick funny story, was a corporate person for Denny's, and 2 days before we got married, he was laid off. And at that point, we both said, we're going to be freelance. We're not going to work for a company anymore. So you can lose one client, but you don't lose your business. Well, I had that one client pretty much was my business. So that was my fault for letting that happen.
Sometimes as a business professional, you get to make somebody else's life better when they're dealing with loss or tragedy. My good friend and hairstylist Jessie Soli Ruggiero shared this touching experience that serves as a reminder that we can do good just by being kind to others.
Being a hairstylist 18 years, of course, I've heard the good, the bad, the ugly. And being a trusted hairstylist, I tend to get the news before anybody else, which kind of always made me feel really special. There's one that really sticks out to me. It was a woman that was sent to me. Her daughter wanted to give her a hair appointment, and she hadn't had her hair done in a really long time. And she came in, and I colored her hair, and I gave her a haircut, and I just made her feel really good. I love doing my scalp massages because that always makes people feel amazing, which is just an added bonus to having me as your stylist. But we just had a really good time, and I knew she hadn't had her hair done in a really long time, and I could tell that she was feeling pretty low about herself. So I just took the time, and I just made her feel beautiful, and we hugged when she left, and I told her daughter had paid for her hair appointment, so there was no payment necessary, and just go about her day, and it was nice meeting her. Two weeks later, I got a letter in the mail that actually said, "Don't tell my daughter. Please keep this between us, but I want you to know that my time with you was so precious, and I really appreciate all the kindness that you showed me." She was actually contemplating suicide, and her time with me had made her change her mind. You just never know what somebody else is going through. And you never know how being nice to someone could change their day, or in this instance, their life.
Thank you to all of our listeners. I'm Kristen Berkery, and you can learn more about Biz and the 916 by visiting bizandthe916.com. This episode featured music from Airtone on CC Mixter. I'm sure you'll be hearing more from me in the podcast world, so follow me on LinkedIn or Twitter to find out what I'm working on. Until next time, I wish you success both in your personal and professional efforts.